The corner of South Street in Pennsylvania and downtown Indianapolis has long been known as a hotbed for Indianapolis Colts tailgating. What's up, Colts Nation? Colts fan Casey here. And before kickoff in Lucas Oil Stadium, I made my way to the Blue Crew lot to see exactly what people are cooking up. What's up, Colts Nation? Colts fan Casey finally made my way to the Blue Crew lot, and I had to stop here at this beautiful Fambulance, all decked out, all blue, and I got Matt and Marcy here who kind of head up this tailgate, and Matt's a little bit more of the entertainment and the history. Tell us a little bit about your tailgate.
This was the fourth year on the truck. We got the wrap done the first year, interior the second year, niceties the third year, and the fourth year has just been all party. We come down, we tailgate. This is, I think, our 12th year tailgating. Every year we add something. It's gotten a little out of hand. We're one of the larger tailgates in the lot now. Pretty much everybody looks for us when they come as a beacon and say, oh, this is where we start, and then we branch out. But what are you doing? We have a good time. We come down every week, and we set up. We're ready to support the Colts, and go Colts.
You have a beautiful, beautiful setup. Saw dual TVs in there. You got everything closed off. I mean, you got a nice little paradise going on right there.
85 degrees in this tent. It's about, 35, 40 out here right now? Yeah, it's almost so hot you have to take your coat off once you go inside. But you know what? Everybody comes, they have a good time. We got two 42-inch TVs, 2,500 watts of sound. Got a little carried away.
And filling up one whole wall of the enclosed structure over there is the food, my personal favorite part. So I got Marcy who handles that. What are we working with today?
We have some homemade chili, we have chicken and dumplings, which I made, and some football whoopie pies, and, just different snacks.
I'm going to dive into some of that food, and then I'm going to break down their scoring coming up here on Colts.com.
Chicken and dumplings, you got mashed potatoes in there. Oh, yeah, look at that. Now, you want to talk about a perfect, perfect food for when it's 32 degrees out? Look no farther than chicken and dumplings and some mashed potatoes. Warms you right up. Oh, yeah. I'm going straight for it. No questions asked.
Wow.
That is... I've never had anything like it. Cheese, bacon, barbecue chicken, peppers, and barbecue sauce. Football whoopie pies. And Marcy said that she actually enters these into the Blue Crew Lot cooking contest. So that means they must be pretty good. I gotta get the big one. It's like a Oreo kind of. It's like an inside-out cupcake. Just left the Colts tailgating response unit, and I must say I was pretty impressed with it. Overall, with the food and spread, I have to go with a 5. Those chicken and dumplings tasted just like my grandma's, and those football whoopie pies, never heard of them, but they were awesome. Going with a 5 there. Coltsness, how can you not go with a 5 on that? That Colts Fambulance was unreal. Every single detail was perfect. Everything about it was awesome. So I have to give them a 5 on that. And overall impression, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving them a 5. It took me 4 weeks, and yes, I had to venture down to the Blue Crew lot. But at the end of the day, I'm giving away my first 15 of the season. I don't see anyone beating them today. And that's Colts Fan KC approved.
The guys from the next tailgate I went to have been going to Colts games for longer than I've been alive. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the Big Ugly.
What's up, Colts Nation? Colts fan Casey. I'm here with Haynes, the Big Ugly, a.k.a. the Regulator, and Magic. And we're in the southwest corner of the Blue Crew lot. They do something very special here. I'm not going to ruin the story. I'm going to let Haynes tell you a little bit about this tailgate and what makes it special.
This tailgate's been together since 1994. The people that are in this group have met only through tailgating, so it's become special, almost like a family reunion every home game.
And you got some good food going on there. The Big Ugly, he knows all about that.
We have everything. This week, we're kind of skimpy. This week, all we got is broth and burgers and goodies and donuts and stuff like that. These guys, John and the Bologna Boys, they trade off. And each week, one of them is responsible for their tailgate food. So sometimes they'll have a table with three or four steam tables on it. Cook. We all share. If we had a day where I ran out of gas, couldn't cook. Cooked on the neighbor's grill. That's what we do. That's the only time we ever see each other.
The monumental number that you stated earlier, how many games have you been to?
My wife and I have attended, including today, 291 Colts football games.
291. That's awesome.
We've had season tickets since 1984. We've missed about four or five games. We've been to away games, Kansas City, New Orleans, Cincinnati. We've been to both Super Bowls. And we just go to Colts games.
That's awesome. Love to see a strong member of Colts Nation. And lastly, Magic, where do you fit into all this? What's kind of your role? What do you do? What makes you special?
I'm just part of the group. Come out. John came down the hallway when we were in college and suggested we get season tickets. And it started, as I said, 19 years ago. And we just come out here and eat and have some, you know, good friendships out here and see some good friends and root on the Colts.
I love it. Friendness, fandom, foundation right here in the Blue Crew lot. I'm going to hit up some of this food, and their scoring will be coming up soon.
So we got a pulled pork slider right here. Well, what makes it even better is that they put an onion ring, a nice crispy onion ring on right there. That's got to be good, right?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Pulled sausage, got some grilled onions, peppers on there. Can't go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. A chip beef fondue on French baguette.
Okay. This lovely lady just brought me some chip beef fondue. Never heard of it. It's on a little bit of French baguette there.
Woo!
That was awesome.
Alrighty, Colts Nation, I just left the Big Ugly tailgate, and I cannot believe the tradition, the history, and just the unbelievable stories that they had. I mean, you look at that van, and it might look like it's a little bit worn, like it's been around the block a few times, because it has, because they've been doing this for so long. So, overall, starting out, I got to do with the food spread. I'm going to go with a 4. It wasn't anything too impressive. It was really, really good food. Colts this, I have to go with the 5. Unbelievable. It's about the tradition for them. They've been here. They've done it. They have countless stories about everything that they've done. Been to both Super Bowls. Been to away games. Awesome. Overall impression, I got to go with the 5 once again, because I haven't met someone or a group of people that are just so inbred with blue blood and so true to the horseshoe. I love, love, love their spirit. So that's going to give them a 14 for the Big Ugly tailgate, and that's Colts and KC3.